delicious, Rita. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
That's right. I am so glad you're here. Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm glad that I'm here, too. It's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Well, I'm still battling, and I do mean battling, with these allergies. They're just not going anywhere. So they're just hanging out. So I think I need to charge them rent. I mean, that'll be a great way to make some extra cash, I guess. I don't know. I hope you're doing well, though, this week. Today is the National Day of Prayer. I know our friends at the Upper Room Bible Church in Paxton will be having a prayer service open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. Individual private prayer. They also have a prayer service at 6 p.m. right there in Paxton, 455 West Orleans. I know there's going to be a national prayer rally at the Urbana Post Office flagpole today. In fact, this morning going on right now at 7:30 until 8 o'clock. So lots of great opportunities to go out and be part of prayer rallies. And most importantly, spend some time with the Lord today in your prayer closet and just pray for our leaders. Pray for our country, our state, our city. So today is the National Day of Prayer. And I realized I almost forgot, almost was the word. I didn't forget, I almost forgot about Mother's Day taking place on Sunday. Yeah, in fact, I thought it was later on this month, but it's this Sunday. And yeah, I'm actually heading to Chicago today. My mother's actually having some surgery today, so I'm going to spend some time with her and give her a nice little early Mother's Day gift as well. So I almost forgot. I didn't. But Mother's Day, I mean, we appreciate our moms, don't we? We really, really do. I mean, without moms, we would not know to not use our shirt to rub the dirt or snot off of our face. I mean, that's what we would do. We would just use our shirt or our sleeves. But no, moms remind us, hey, there are Kleenexes out there that you can use. Did you hear the joke about mom number one tells mom number two, mom number one asks mom number two, hey, how do you get your sleepy head son up in the morning? And mom number two says, I just put the cat on the bed. And mom number one says, how does that help? And mom number two says, well, the dog's already there. Chris asks his mom, hey, why is a computer so smart? And his mom says, it listens to its motherboard. A mom was telling her son one time, I'm warning you, if you fall out of that tree and break both of your legs, don't come running to me. Oh, I love it. Hey, Mother's Day is Sunday, though. Hope you have a chance to just get that card in the mail, make that phone call, and really appreciate your mom. So I'm going to be spending time with my mom this weekend. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms and also the spiritual mothers as well. Thank you so much for all you do. And I do know that this weekend may be a tough weekend for some, just with maybe bad relationships with their mothers or their moms or now with the Lord. If that's you this weekend, please know that I'm praying for you. I really, really am. Yeah, Mother's Day is this Sunday. It's actually coming up in a few Sundays on Sunday, May the 22nd from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to take a bus trip to Moody Church in Chicago. As you know, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, he announced last year that he's going to be retiring as the senior pastor. Well, on Sunday, May 22nd, he will deliver his very last message as the senior pastor of Moody Church. And we're going to take a bus trip to go to that service and hear his very last message as senior pastor. Now, that bus trip will cost $40, and that includes the transportation, lunch, snacks, and weather permitting, a nice walk on North Navy Pier right there in Chicago. Now, the bus will leave at bright and early, 7 a.m. that Sunday, May the 22nd. More details, by the way, on that at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on the motor coach bus right there on our website. Also, we're getting ready for Ivan Parker. Yeah, he's coming back to the area. If you remember last year, he was in concert and just did a mighty, mighty fine job. I mean, his voice, I can just hear him sing for hours. I really can. He's coming back Saturday, June the 11th, next month, First Baptist Church of Champaign. in Savoy. Ivan Parker, along with the Singing Men of GNN. Open seating starts at $10. Artist Circle, reserve seating, that's $25. That also includes, by the way, a meet-and-greet opportunity with Ivan Parker. More details on that as well at our website, greatnewsradio.org. So lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several weeks. And also we're preparing for our trip to Israel in February of 2017. All that and more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we got a wonderful, wonderful study today on how God can redeem our failures. That's coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Your love is surprising. I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends, yeah, the Thursday edition right here on Great News Radio. I am the Friends part, Joey Kroll, and have you ever done something you thought you would never do? You know what I'm talking about? I remember several years ago, and I'm not proud of this at all. I am not proud of this. In fact, I'm ashamed of myself. You know, I was driving in a small community in Illinois. I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. And so as I was driving, I passed by a police officer who was driving on the other side of the road. And then I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw his taillights turn on. And then he did a U-turn. So while he was doing that, I put my seatbelt on. And then he pulled me over and he walked to my car and he said, "Oh, you are wearing your seatbelt." I said, oh, yeah, all the time, officer. I always wear my seatbelt. And he's like, okay, well, you have a great day. And I drove off with a big sigh of relief, and then I realized I lied to get out of a ticket. I felt horrible. I felt so convicted. I really was. I was really feeling convicted. And you know what? I'll tell you what. We all have failures in our life. We all struggle with failures. We really do. You know, we all are different in many different ways, different personalities, different life experiences, different backgrounds, different DNA. But we all have something in common. We all have failures. And for some of us, it is failures of epic proportions. But friend, thankfully, Peter's life in the Bible shows us that we're not doomed to live in the regret of our failures. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Luke 22. And today we're going to talk about how God can redeem us from even our worst failures. Luke 22, 54 to 62 is what we're going to look at today. I'm going to be reading from my translation today is from the NIV. Luke 22, 54 to 62 says, "Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled the fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked at him closely and said, 'This man was with him.' But he denied it. 'Woman, I don't know him,' he replied. A little time later, someone else saw him and said, 'You also are one of them.' 'Man, I am not,' Peter replied. Verse 59, about an hour later, another asserted, 'Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean.' Peter replied, 'Man, I do not know what you are talking about.' Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. Verse 61, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, 'Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times.' And he went outside and wept bitterly." Failure from failure. You know, when Jesus began his ministry, he handpicked his team of disciples. Peter, also known as Simon, quickly became a leader and a spokesman for the group. Peter was a rough and tough blue-collar worker from Galilee. I mean, you study his life, you can pretty much see that right away. And over time, he became convinced that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God. But still, along with the other disciples, Peter remained confused over what that really meant. So you know the background story here. Jesus was at the Last Supper with his disciples, and he predicted that his followers would abandon him. And that's where our buddy Peter kind of steps in. Peter was quick to speak up. He declared that even if everyone else abandoned him, he says, "Lord, I will not abandon you. I will go to prison for you. I will even die for you." And sadly, bold and brash Peter soon ate his words. Have you ever ate your own words? Oh, man, they do not taste good at all. They really don't. And when Jesus was arrested a few hours later, Peter saw him in a different light. Think about this. Jesus, the Messiah, who had been so brilliant and articulate when challenged, now stood silent before his accusers. Rough and tough, Peter denied even knowing Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times. Now watch this now. I don't know if you have your Bible with you, but look at verse 61 of Luke 22. This is probably one of the most heart-wrenching passages of this whole chapter. "Then the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter." After he denied him, the Lord looked straight at Peter. Friend, that just reminds me. Remember growing up and your mom gave you the look and you know you didn't even have a chance, right? But this is the Lord looking straight at Peter. You know, I remember they had this scene in The Passion of the Christ, and powerful, powerful scene. It really was. And then Peter wept bitterly and ran outside. The remorse kicked in. Peter wept bitterly, knowing himself to be a failure. So that's scene one of our study today. Turn to Acts chapter 4. Let's look at scene two right here from Acts chapter 4, verses 8 to 12. Let me read this to you here. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has also become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Verse 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. See, in Acts chapter 4, we see a completely different Peter. Completely different Peter. What changed? Well, he was restored. See, after his resurrection, Jesus spent 40 days with his followers, and during that time, he talked with Peter along the shore of the Sea of Tiberias and called on him to express his love for him by feeding his sheep. Peter had failed three times, but Jesus called him right back into serving the Lord. And plus, he was empowered. See, Jesus didn't leave Peter to serve alone. To all believers, he has given his Holy Spirit. The very Spirit of God was now living in Peter, empowering him to feed the sheep and proclaim Jesus Christ and him crucified. In fact, we clearly see Peter's transformation from failure right here in Acts chapter 4. It says, verse 8, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, now spoke boldly about Jesus to the same powerful religious leaders who sought Jesus' death. When asked how he and John had healed a lame man, Peter could have simply said God did it, but Peter wanted them to know exactly how God did it, and he held nothing back. Far removed from his failures, Peter boldly proclaimed the truth about Jesus. He said in verse 12, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Friend, if Jesus can take a broken man like Peter and empower him for ministry as a witness of the gospel, he can do the same thing with you. Failure happens. But God also offers you forgiveness when you fail, friend. When you're willing to repent and receive the grace of God, you will watch him transform your hardest moment into your greatest testimony. You know, Dr. Tony Evans said one time, God can use your setback as a platform for your comeback. And as I look at my life, I look at my failures, and I have some pretty bad ones. Some stuff that I'm not really proud of, and some stuff that really doesn't need to be promoted on family radio. But I'll tell you what, you ought to see me minister to men who struggle with the same things I used to. See, God used my brokenness, God used my mess-ups, my failures, to bring glory and honor to him, and he can do the same thing for you, friend. A story of failure can also be a story of God's forgiveness, grace, and power. God can redeem our failures. You know, the religious leaders had summoned Peter and John because of a healed beggar. And if these men knew anything about Peter, they would have realized the healed beggar wasn't the only miracle standing before them. Peter had been with Jesus, and Jesus made a difference in his life. Friend, I can't go back and redo my failures. You can't go back and change any of your failures either. Yet all of us can choose to move forward in the wonderful knowledge that God can and will redeem even our worst of failures.
Like me, I once was alone.
singing about God's amazing grace. That's Stephen Curtis Chapman right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. And, well, looking at my little clock here, it's telling me that our time is winding down. But I love hearing from you. You can drop me a note anytime. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. But until next time, friend, as you go out and about today, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.